This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Today, we are going to finish what we started on biases. This is closely related to what we talked about 2 days ago, fallacies. Today, we're going to talk about cognitive biases. They are somehow similar, but also slightly different. So a cognitive bias is a systematic pattern of deviation from your rational or like your objective thinking. Normally you think rationally or objectively. So when you deviate from that or stray away from your rational or reasoning path, then you are gonna be making cognitive biases, right? So it's where the brain uses these mental shortcuts to process information quickly. You don't need to spend a lot of time to do things. You just do it too quickly. But in doing these shortcuts, like your brain distorts the judgments, your perception of things, or also your decision making. So it's kind of interesting, like how your brain works whenever you try to find like easy ways to do things, but in doing so, you just end up making things worse. So these cognitive biases, they are automatic. Like we usually don't notice they happen, right? They affect everyone, even experts in the field, scientists, experts, everybody on earth is affected by these biases. They are predictable. They're not random mistakes. It's something that we can easily predict. They influence our judgments, our beliefs, and also our behavior. So knowing how to spot them will make you make fairly good decisions and also be reasonable whenever you try to talk to other people. So here are some well-known cognitive biases. We'll start with confirmation bias. So confirmation bias is this tendency to seek or interpret and also remember information that only confirms what you already believe or know. You do not try to seek information that disagrees with you. You only look for information that supports what you think. You always ignore or dismiss things that are contradictory. Something that supports you, you always ignore it. We do this a lot when we try to look for something. Most of the time, you have a problem with somebody, and when you go to them, you do not, and you ask, you're like, this person did this and that and that. And what you're doing when you're seeking is this person trying to give you like information to support that the other person is negative and positive. When this person tries to say, no, maybe what you're trying to do is not good. Are you sure he means this or she means that? you'll end up like disliking them and not wanting to be around them because they did not really confirm what you believe. And we do this also in research. Whenever we try to research about something, most of the time we only look for evidence that supports us or supports our beliefs, but not the other way around. So our brain prefers this cognitive comfort. And whenever you expose yourself to challenging beliefs, it creates like this mental discomfort so that you can avoid trying to challenge your brain, you know? So you see this a lot in social media. Most people follow channels or social media pages that only support their ideology. If you are a Democrat, if you progressive person, a conservative, you only follow pages that support your beliefs and ideas, but not the other channels too. The next cognitive bias is availability heuristic. So availability heuristic is this cognitive bias in which people judge the likelihood or frequency or importance of an event based on how easily examples come to mind, rather than on objective data or like actual probability. If something can easily come to mind, then it is likely to happen. So in other words, the more easily we can remember something, the more common or dangerous we believe it is, even when that belief is inaccurate, but we still believe it. So the human brain is not designed to calculate statistics every time it makes a judgment. Instead, it relies, again, on these mental shortcuts, heuristics, to make quick decisions, right? So if something is recent, most of the time the brain is going to categorize it as important and something is likely to happen. So events that are dramatic or emotionally charged and also recent are easier to recall. So the brain assumes they must be important or common, right? This shortcut is useful in emergencies, yes, but also misleading in complex or statistical situation. A classic example would be plane crashes seem common because they are always on the news. Plane crashes receive massive media coverage. Each incident is dramatic and shocking. Air travel statistics are ignored. As a result, people overestimate the risk of flying, despite it being one of the safest modes of transport. Another example would be people believing crime is increasing because crimes are reported daily. Terrorist attacks feel frequent because they receive intense coverage. Another example would be fear of rare diseases after hearing one personal story. Another one would be like overestimating vaccine side effects due to viral posts about it. The next fallacy is overconfidence bias. Overconfidence bias is this bias where individuals overestimate their knowledge, abilities, accuracy, or control over events, and often leading them to make judgments or decisions with more certainty than the evidence justifies. You make a decision because you think you can do it, right? You go, most of the time you don't prepare for the test and because you overestimate your abilities, your skills in doing well in the exam, and most of the time you end up not doing well, right? So overconfidence develops because past successes tend to inflate our self-belief. The brain rewards confidence more than accuracy. And oftentimes, uncertainty feels uncomfortable. So the mind prefers certainty. Confidence often increases faster than the actual competence, especially in familiar or low feedback environments. If someone keeps telling you like you're good, you're that, that's going to boost your confidence, and your confidence is like higher than your competence, and you think you're better at what you're doing, but in fact you're not good. Someone's going to come to you and says you're good at English, you're good, you're this, you're that, you do well, you're the perfect person there is, and when push comes to shove, it's going to be very difficult for you to like to meddle with what you have, with the reality, the cruel reality that you're not actually as good as you thought you are. Yeah, sometimes you have a test or an exam and you don't study for it because you think you know everything, right? The confidence says, yes, I know everything, but the competency is lacking. So familiarity with the topic also creates this false mastery, and gaps in our understanding are ignored. So the absence of doubt replaces preparation, and thus poor performance comes as a surprise to you. The next bias is Dunning-Kruger effect. You see this a lot. Most of the time, people who know a lot think they know less, and people who know less think they know more. So people with low ability often overestimate their competence, while the experts might underestimate their abilities. So in the context of language learning, you have beginners think that fluency is easy. It's easier to be fluent because you are a beginner. While advanced learners see being fluent as something complex and very difficult to achieve. Imagine a person has very limited knowledge or skill of something. They achieve minimal success or familiarity. They overestimate their competence. They fail to recognize errors or limitations. And thus, confidence remains high despite poor performance. And this creates an illusion of mastery. Sometimes I have students in class, they believe they understood the topic after one lesson, where in fact, they didn't, right? Most of the time, you see those people that are expert in their field, like with Nobel Prizes, and you see them being interviewed, and they are so modest. And sometimes you ask them about questions in their field, and they say, I don't know. I actually don't know the answer to that, right? And because they actually know, they might know the answer, but sometimes they just underestimate their abilities because they know so much. And I feel like the more you know about something, the less you feel like you know about your field, right? And whereas those people who are just starting or have low ability tend to think they know a lot, and again, overestimate their ability to learn something. And yeah, it's interesting. The next and the last bias is this self-serving bias. So self-serving bias is a cognitive bias in which individuals attribute their successes to internal factors such as intelligence, talent, or effort, while attributing their failures to external factors such as bad luck, unfair system, or other people. In simple terms, when things go well, it's because of me. When things go badly, it's because of something else. So this bias serves as a psychological protective function. Humans are motivated to maintain positive self-esteem, protect their self-image, reduce feeling of guilt, shame, and inadequacy. By shifting blame outward and credit inward, the mind preserves a sense of competence and control. An example would be, I passed because I'm smart. I failed because the exam was unfair, or the teacher hates me. Passing is linked to ability. Failing is blamed on external conditions. No consistent standard is applied to both outcomes. Another example would be, when you get high grades, you credit that to intelligence. But when you get low grades, you blame it on poor teaching or unclear questions. Maybe at work, when you get promoted, you attribute that to your personal competence and good work. But when you miss deadlines, you just say that there is so much work, and the manager hates you and just wants you to do things the way he wants. And in sports, if you win, that's going to be attributed to skill and preparation. But if you lose, it's just bad luck or bad referee, or it's the weather, or it is some other factor, but not the skill. Yeah, that's it for cognitive biases. Hopefully you learned today there are so many cognitive biases, and I think it will take a long time to go over all of them. So yeah, hopefully these cognitive biases are going to make you very good at conversation and good at discussing with other people, not at just outside, but at work, at school, anywhere you go, these cognitive biases and also fallacies are going to help you become a reasonable person, a person who is rational and also able to spot errors when people make them, right? It's very interesting and it's good. You can also write well knowing these fallacies and the cognitive biases. Your writing is going to be very good. Your research ability is going to be increased. So everything that you do is going to be leveled up. So yeah, I appreciate everybody for listening. Bye.
Thank you.